Good evening, folks, and welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., courtesy of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we're in the middle of our second week now, and it's been very interesting for me. Haven't scheduled any guests yet, but actually, I guess I have had guests, people who've been calling in and keeping me company during this all-too-brief hour. Now, remember, whenever you're listening in, always have your pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you important telephone numbers and website addresses and all sorts of things that you're going to find useful. And, of course, you hear some good advertising over the Republic Broadcasting Network, and if you don't have a pen and paper handy, you can't get that information down. So be sure to get that pen and paper handy, and we'll start off. I want to remind everybody that one of my ventures in life, aside from being on this program every night during the week from 7 to 8 Eastern Time, is that I'm a correspondent for American Free Press newspaper in Washington. I have been with American Free Press since the beginning, and if you're not familiar with American Free Press, you should get familiar with it, because AFP, for short, American Free Press, brings you once a week the hard news and information that you're not going to get anywhere else in the published media. It's a good paper, and it's one that you'll definitely want to check out. You know, there is an American Free Press site on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. That's pretty easy to remember, AmericanFreePress.net. I hope you'll get up there at some point and check it out, see what's going on. Now, in the meantime, I wanted to make a comment on a comment from a caller last evening. Well, before I go to that, I got an email from one of our people who was listening last evening, and she mentioned in passing that I may have made reference to Rupert Murdoch, the billionaire tycoon who heads Fox News. She said that I had referred to him as having been Jewish or being Jewish, and that she said, "Are you sure of that?" Well, I frankly don't recall making the reference, but I would just like to say for the record, if I did, that may or may not be correct. Now, the reason why I say that is, although there's no question that Rupert Murdoch is a hardline Zionist supporter of Israel, whether he is actually of Jewish origin, which actually is irrelevant in the big picture, but whether or not he is of Jewish origin is of some dispute. I have seen people say very affirmatively that he is, at least on his mother's side, and I have seen other people argue very strongly against that. I actually had a former associate, a former business associate, who was actually a friend and business associate of Rupert Murdoch's, and he insisted that, in fact, Murdoch was half-Jewish on his mother's side. So, as I say, be that as it may, it's totally irrelevant to the bigger picture, because we do know that Rupert Murdoch is very powerful. We know that he is a big, strong supporter of Israel. We know that he provides his media empire as a muscle for the international establishment, and we know that he is really an enemy of America. He is an enemy of all good things. So that's Rupert Murdoch. So as I say, if I did say that, I'd like to just make a kind of correction here for the record. And anytime you ever do hear me say anything you think may be mistaken, please let me know, because, you know, sometimes we do slip up. I have a pretty good track record in my writing. I have been sued for libel one time. The case, in fact, was thrown out, and rightly so. But needless to say, that's the only time I've been sued for libel. I'm very precise. I'm very picky. That sometimes irritates some of my associates at American Free Press and elsewhere. But I like to stick to the facts. And the fact is, we've got to go to a break right now, but when we come back, we'll have some discussion, and I hope you might think about calling in. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Hello and welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the biggest and loudest and proudest radio voice for truth. And you know, that is important. You know, there's so much truth out there that we've got to convey to so many people. And as I say, this forum is a way for us to kind of talk about ideas as to how to get that message out there to these people who are starving for truth. And, you know, I've noticed over the years, there's one thing can almost invariably tell whether your opponent is intelligent or not, someone you're debating with, because if you present them with solid facts, and this has happened to me a million times in my life, when you present someone with solid facts and they come back at you and say, that's your opinion. You see, there's a lot of people out there who do not understand that there is a difference between something which is a fact and something which is an opinion. You know, my opinion may be that it's the weather is nice, but I happen to like some kind of weather. You know, I might happen to like some kind of weather that somebody else doesn't. So that's opinion. But it is a fact if it's 98 degrees outside. That's a fact. But in any case, you can often measure the intelligence of your opponent if they tell you that your opinions, your facts are opinions. Now, again, as I said, I'd like you to call in if you have anything to say, but I'd like to make a few comments in the meantime. You know, our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, last evening, one of our callers expressed the opinion that we've got to just forget about John F. Kennedy and everything else, and everybody needs to focus on 911 and bringing the truth about 911, the facts about 911, not our opinions, the facts about 911 to the American public and the world. Well, you know, I tell you what, there's one big problem with everybody uniting around one issue and trying to get a coordinated front-line stand together, a united front, so to speak, to borrow the old communist term, the united front. The problem with that is that, you know, for example, take the issue of the Kennedy assassination. I obviously have an interest in that because I've written a book on the topic, Final Judgment. But, you know, the Kennedy assassination was never a particularly abiding interest of mine. I used to be quite interested in the sinking of the Titanic long before James Cameron's movie made the subject of great consequence to the world. But needless to say, there are a lot of people who are interested in the Kennedy assassination. And by discussing the Kennedy assassination with people, it opens up their eyes. They realize they've been lied to by the government, the official Warren Commission version, and even the somewhat dismal House Assassinations Committee report that was issued in, 1976, I believe. In any case, the point is this, that there are some issues that really grab the attention of people and some issues that don't. The JFK assassination is one good way to grab people's attention, particularly in the context of what my book Final Judgment has put forth and which I am ever more convinced about, and that is the fact that John F. Kennedy was killed in large part, but not solely for this reason, because he was working to prevent Israel from building the nuclear bomb. And the one indisputable fact that I can tell you about this thesis is, beyond any question, that within weeks of John F. Kennedy's assassination, our entire U.S. foreign policy toward Israel and the Arab world did a 180-degree turnabout. There's still people who debate over the question of whether or not Kennedy was going to get into Vietnam deeper or to get out. There's still debate about that, but there is no debate about the point that JFK's policies were totally reversed by Lyndon Johnson. That is a historical fact. That's not my opinion. In any case, the 911 issue is very important, undoubtedly, because it's an issue that our modern-day people are very much aware of, and we certainly do need to continue pounding away at that and supporting good people, and I emphasize the word good people, who are trying to bring out the truth. Frankly, the 911 movement, just like the JFK assassination research movement, the Oklahoma bombing research, independent research movement, all these great events that have attracted attention and conspiracy theories, and I don't like that terminology, but that's what they are, conspiracy theories. They have been infiltrated by people with a purpose, for disruption, for spying on the people to find out what they are finding about. You know, even the research movement has been infiltrated. So, you know, you have to be very, very careful as to what you're hearing. Now, this brings up something else, and it ties into the concerns of this caller. I think we need to study people who pop up on the scene all of a sudden very carefully. Now, I have basically a 25-year track record of writing for the Spotlight newspaper and Now American Free Press, and I've done hundreds of radio shows, I'm spoken in many venues around the United States and around the world. So if you trust what I've done in the past, you must logically, or it seems logical, that you would trust what I'm doing now and in the future. However, there are many people who do pop up out of nowhere, all of a sudden. They have radio programs, they have TV programs, they have magazines, they have newspapers, you know. And they just seem to come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, they are influencing the way we think. I've seen it time and again over the last 25 years, and being positioned with the spotlight as I was sitting on a mountaintop. I had that opportunity because the Spotlight was a very big newspaper. at the time. At one point, we had almost 365,000 paid subscribers. That's a third of a million. And when you consider the fact that a lot of those copies of the Spotlight would be passed on to other people, the Spotlight basically had a minimum of a million people reading it each week. Well, as a consequence of that, people were constantly approaching the Spotlight with important stories. They said these were the stories that were going to make or break America. People were coming forward, presenting themselves as leaders of the patriotic movement. Like I say, I've met them all. I've seen them all. I've seen them come and go. The tested few that continue to remain, you know, that thank God they're out there, because some of them have been around for a long, long time, and they have track records that you can trust. But what I'm telling you is there's a lot of Judas goats out there. There are a lot of people who say the right things and do the right things, but I'm here to tell you, they're not on your side. Now, over the years, I can tell you, I've seen it myself. People I was told they were just the hottest thing in the patriotic movement. They were the ones with the magic bullet, and lo and behold, they did have a magic bullet, but it was for the Patriots, not for the other side. So you have to be careful. Now remember, I have a call-in number here. It's 800-313-9443. I want to confess to you that that little spiel, to borrow a cute Yiddish term, that little spiel I just gave about Judas Goats is kind of an advanced pitch for a book that I'm wrapping up right now, because I have put a book together, and it's an interesting book. It's that kind of scary book, because it's a book about the infiltration and efforts to destroy the American patriotic movement, beginning as far back as the years prior to World War II. It's a very panoramic history, and there's a lot of people and players involved. And as I say, I personally experienced some of myself. At one point, I was actually on quite a friendly basis with Roy Bullock, the chief undercover spy for the Anti-Defamation League. Roy used to come here to town. We'd go out to dinner. We went out to dinner and lunch a couple times. Very friendly fellow, said the right things, but, you know, I kind of suspected there was something up. And as I say, over the years, I've met more than a few of them, and some people who we were told were these big shot, hot shot patriots turned out not to be. So this is a real matter of concern to me, because I have seen too many good Americans misled by false prophets. Some of the false prophets, some of the Judas goats, are so obvious that when we hear Rush Limbaugh, you know, we know he's a Judas goat. We know what he's up to. But not all of the Judas goats are quite so obvious, and that is why it's so important to watch people very carefully and watch what they say. I said earlier that I'm very careful in my writing, and I'm also very careful in watching what others do and what they say, and this is one of these things that's so important for all of us, because we are at a time now where we have this madman in the White House who is acting as a shill, as a front man, for powerful forces that have absolutely no concern for America whatsoever. And this is a man who really will, in my estimation, if he ever has the opportunity, he will, if he feels it necessary, institute a dictatorship in this country. It'll all be done, of course, in the name of, you know, national security and protecting the homeland and defending America. But he, unfortunately, when he does this, will have the support of many good Americans, because they think that's what America needs. So, like I say, we have tough times ahead, and there's no one issue that we can ignore. If it's the JFK assassination or the Oklahoma City bombing, whatever, you know, however you can push other people's buttons to bring them around, you know, whatever issue it happens to be, follow through with it. But never, never disregard any one particular thing as not part of the solution. All right, we're going to go to a break here, and when we come back, we're going to bring up our first caller for the evening. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republicans, the Republic, forgive me, Republicans, no, this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Forgive me, everybody. This is not a Republican voice. This is not a Democratic voice here. This is a nonpartisan voice for facts, for truth, for the people. I'm not talking about myself, but I'd like to think of myself as that, but I'm talking about the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now we have a caller, Michael, who has the same name as I do. Let's bring him up. He's calling from Bastrop, Texas.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Hi. Very interesting topic tonight, and you hit on a topic that there's probably disformers among us, so you have to be careful who you tend to sign on with, so to speak, or go with. I have a question for you. What do you know about a gentleman by the name of John Loftus?
John Lofton. He's a writer who's been around Washington for a long, long time. He, as I recall, a pretty good writer, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I met him once many years ago. In fact, I believe he... He was a guest on a radio program sponsored by Liberty Lobby at the time. He had been active in Republican circles, conservative Republican circles, but again, this is off the top of my head. I haven't thought about him in a long, long time. As I recall, he started to move away from the Republican Party to a certain extent. And number two, he started to become a critic of Israel, I believe, which certainly set him apart from many in the Republican Party, many in the conservative wing of the Republican Party. So that's, again, that's off the top of my head. How do you happen to be familiar
with
him?
Well, I've heard him on several talk shows, and if I'm not mistaken, he's a retired FBI agent, attorney who helps FBI whistleblowers who want to come out with, you know, and working towards declassifying certain things. And he seems legit up front. I'm not positive about him. I saw him on a national broadcast on cable television, and seemed to be doing a 180 on a couple of topics. Really didn't.
Let me interrupt you for a second, because, you know, I tell you, I'm beginning to think we're talking about two different people here, because
John Loftus, L-O-F-T-U-S.
Well, that's the one I'm thinking of, and I just didn't. I'm not familiar with him having been in the FBI, or even that he was an attorney. You see, that's why I'm a little bit confused there. So the description of this person doesn't jibe with my memory of John Lofton. But you know what? As I said at the beginning, sometimes even I'm mistaken about things.
So
I'll tell you what, you've given me a good reason to just find out what is up with John Lofton these days. Although, like I say, I'm thinking it's either, I mean, obviously you got the same spelling that I have. It could be that these are two separate people. Because, I just somehow find it difficult to believe that he's now doing that, if you know what I mean. I mean, I don't doubt that there's somebody by that name, so I just don't think it's the same person. So
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay.
Good work.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in then. Yeah, well, there's a good example, folks, of, you know, sometimes, you know, I have a pretty good memory for names and places and, you know, connections of people and so forth. And that's one of the things that's helped me along over the years. You know, you can sometimes see a pattern between connections and kind of get an idea where people's interests lie. Not always necessarily, but often. And sometimes it's very, very helpful. But if there's anybody out there who knows anything about this person or persons named John Lofton, and they could call in if they care to and let us know, I think Michael from Texas would be just as interested to find out as I am. You know, the Internet is an amazing tool. It's just so remarkable, you know, what you can find on the Internet. Solid facts I'm talking again about now. I'm not talking about opinions. You know, you can dig up things, find books and all sorts of information that you couldn't, you know, that would be less accessible. And that's another thing, too. We have to be careful about a lot of the things that are on the Internet today. There is just absolutely so much garbage. I've seen certain people, and I'm not going to name any names. I'm not in a mood to pick on anybody, but there have been a couple people who've been, one person in particular, who's been putting out information on the Internet about all sorts of things, you know, alleged conspiracies and things like this. And, you know, frankly, I just don't believe most of it. And it raises the question in my mind as to why this person in particular is doing it. And I'm just going to let your imaginations run wild and let you wonder who I'm talking about. And I'm not going to tell you. That's going to be my little secret for the evening. But when maybe a week from now, I'll be in a kind of a nasty mood, and I'll decide to name names. I'm not usually one to hesitate to do it, but like I say, I'm in a friendly mood this evening, so I really don't want to pick on anybody unnecessarily. Unless it's my friend Deborah Conway of the JFK Lancer Group. You know, I've been complaining about her in this program, and you know, I know she's never going to come on, but I'm just going to keep talking about her. Maybe someday she'll break and come on. Speaking of a break, we have one coming up right now, and when we come back, I hope you'll call in if you have any calls, any comments. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At the break, I was talking about the wonders of the Internet, and I managed to jump up on the Internet and do some research on John Lofton. Well, the John Lofton that I know about is, in fact, he calls himself a recovering Republican, and he's very active writing from a Christian point of view, very interested in social issues, school prayer, etc. As I say, seems like a pretty decent fellow and it's the same John Lofton I met many, many years ago. He probably wouldn't remember me from Adam, but he was famous and I wasn't, so, you know. Anyway, we have Mike in Spokane who wants to talk about John Lofton. So, Mike, if you want to jump up, please do.
All right, I just wanted to say thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to let you know that John Lofton used to be, if I'm not mistaken, the treasurer of the Republican National Committee, and he now is working with the Constitution Party.
Right, that's
on,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he does a lot of writing on with the Constitution Party's presidential candidate,
Michael Peruka.
Michael Peruka.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and
yeah.
You could find that like on TheAmericanView.com.
Yeah, is that the site, AmericanView.com? So if anybody
That's
wants
right.
to check out John Lofton, there he is.
Yes, and his shtick to take that kind of same vernacular, is being a recovering Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah, alcoholic would probably be good, too. I don't know. I mean, not him personally. Yeah. But
No, I understand.
Got to be if you're a Republican. But anyway, that's my two cents. Thought I'd let you know
all
about
it. Appreciate that. See, we got intelligent listeners out there. There we go. All right. Well, that's the John Lofton that I knew and then loved, I guess. Okay. Well, now we have Chris calling from Chicago. Why don't you come on up, Chris?
Hi. I wanted to bring up the issue of the increasing communist and Asian influence in the Americas, especially in South and Central America.
All right.
And I think that if they gain a foothold, they're going to further cheapen labor without increasing our share to those markets. And in large part, it's our own fault for not developing those countries in our own interest.
Well, you know,
hard times ahead if they gain a strong foothold in that region and develop communist enterprises throughout South America.
Well, you know, I tell you something. It's like you say, it is our own fault. I mean, you know, we have done everything we can to deindustrialize the United States, and you know, and ship our factories overseas. I mean, you can't call a credit card company up anymore. Not that anyone would want to call a credit card company, but you can't call the credit card companies up for information anymore. And not get someone in India, you know, and you know, I had heard people talking about that. So, you know, this is the problem with the United States. It's not that we have really bad enemies per se. It's just that we have such any enemies abroad, I should say. It's just that we have such a self-destructive leadership, so-called leadership. I even hate to use that term for these criminals, but this so-called leadership, so that invites foreign countries like the Chinese colossus to, you know, to do everything in their own power to expand their influence and weaken U.S. power. And you know, it's funny talking about China again. You know, you can't get away from this little problem called Israel. China's massive military buildup, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, Chris.
Yes.
China's massive military buildup over the last 25 years has been done in conjunction with Israel. Israel was China's biggest arms supplier for many, many years. Apparently not so anymore, but certainly still a major supplier. The Chinese military wouldn't be where it is today without the support from Israel. And yet, you know, these American conservative supporters of Israel who say they're anti-communist, you know, and who are afraid of the Chinese, they have nothing whatsoever to say about the fact that the dear little Israel is helping build up Red China. So, you know, like I say, in the United States government, there have been a few noises, a few little peeps that have come out of the Bush administration and other administrations over the years. But, you know, again, like I say, it comes back to this self-destructive situation. And, you know, because of the U.S. policies, particularly in this Iraq war, that has brought us so many enemies and has united the world against us, that what's going to happen is that so many of these countries, they're going to start looking towards China. They're going to start looking towards Russia. And where does that leave the United States? Oh, we've got little Israel. I think I'd rather have friendly relations with Russia or Red China than worrying about protecting an imaginary artificial state in the Middle East that's been constructed on stolen property.
Well, the Zionists were behind the communist takeover of China and had created ties with the Chinese through the Russian Bolsheviks very early on and attempted to establish a Zionist state in China through the horrendous acts of the Imperial Japanese, who were their allies in trying to colonize China.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, that's an interesting point you brought up there. Yeah, there's a kind of a secret history of Zionist involvement, Zionist and Jewish involvement in the activities in the Far East. In fact, a friend of mine right now is engaged in preparing to publish a very interesting interesting little book on that very topic. It's going to be published overseas, but it'll probably be available here in America. And when it is, I'll certainly let everyone know. It's kind of one of those topics you don't associate, you know, Zionist intrigue in China, but hey, there it is. You know, actually all throughout the Orient.
And so you have to link in the banking interests.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
Because American dollars, our debt is being paid off by Chinese and Japanese interests and has for quite some time, so the Asians basically have us.
You know, I have some friends in Japan who are absolutely convinced that they have the same problem in Japan that we do here in the United States, corrupt leadership at the top. So this is a problem that's faced us throughout history, you know, betrayal. Well, like I say, these friends of mine in Japan are actually convinced that the decision to attack Pearl Harbor, and I'm just passing this on, this is somebody else's opinion, that the decision to attack Pearl Harbor was deliberately made because they were acting in concert with American interests. In other words, these were Japanese traders who played along with the United States and attacked the United States and gave the United States the pretext to get into war against Japan and then Germany. So, like I say, that's somebody's opinion, and it's an opinion coming from somebody that I respect. So, you know, I find it hard to dismiss. But again, it all comes down to this this hidden underbelly. So many little details, important details.
Well, you also have Hitler immediately declaring war on the United States when the United States declared war on Japan.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, Hitler made many mistakes, no question about it. And, well, that we saw the consequence of what happened there. We had a nasty war.
I would suspect many weren't mistakes. I think he deliberately attacked the communists as a subversive move to weaken the Eastern European nations so that they would eventually become communists.
Okay, well, see, like I say, you know what I mean? There's these. You can look at events in history. You can kind of step back and look at them from another perspective like that, and it's a difficult leap for many people to make. But you know, we know that what we are generally taught in the history books is simply not true. You know, to the victor belongs the spoils, and that includes also writing or rewriting history, as the case may be. So, anyway, listen, Chris, we have another caller here. I'd like to bring him on. If you want to make any final comments before we go to the next caller, please do.
Well, I congratulate you for stressing the interconnectedness of Zionist interests in all these machinations through history. And I wish you great success in your radio
show. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's something you can't get away from. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to touch on those things, but they're there. So I appreciate that, Chris. Let's go to Spencer from Ohio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call and giving me an opportunity to put my two cents in on the bottomless pit known as the Kennedy assassination. You know, after reading your book and numerous books and putting some of the pieces together, I've come to my own conclusion that the possibility or even the probability exists that Jack Ruby went on to assume the identity of his brother Earl. And the reason I say that is after careful examination of the photographs that I've been able to come across of Earl Ruby, and you compare those to the photographs of Jack Ruby, and you find that these two people are identical.
You know, I tell you what, not having access to the pictures you're talking about, and you know, there's a lot of people out there, I guarantee you, who think that's a quote-unquote crazy idea. I'm not going to say that. In fact, I'll tell you what, just in the last couple years alone, I have gotten information from a number of sources that just further contend to me that, again, even the full story on Jack Ruby and what happened to Jack Ruby is not necessarily what we think happened. You know, they say he died in prison of cancer. I'm not convinced of that. And, you know, I have a whole chapter on Jack Ruby in, obviously, you've read Final Judgment. I have a whole chapter on the enigma of Jack Ruby, who he was, what he was about. So, like I say, that's interesting. You know, if you could send me any of that material, if you've done it, I'd certainly like to take a look at it.
Well, I sure will do that. And also, I'd like to remind you that Oswald's body was exhumed in '81, and but they never exhumed Jack Ruby's body yet. So
yeah, now see, like I say, what we're talking about, is one of these what I just made reference to with the previous caller. These little details that are part of the bigger picture, and it's whether you're talking about the Kennedy assassination, or 9/11, or the Oklahoma bombing, or even Pearl Harbor, to go back that far,
Right. And,
yeah.
And when Earl Ruby, he made the news back in 1990, he wanted Ruby's gun when they auctioned it off in 92, and that was when they released JFK the movie by Oliver Stone. And, of course, crime scene evidence of that magnitude, I believe, should stay in the National Archives. How do you feel about that?
I would tend to agree with that. I think he did actually get the gun, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he? Or whoever.
Well, somebody told me Ripley's, believe it or not, has it.
Oh, that may well be. I have some vague memory of bullets being auctioned that had been shot from that gun or something like that. But,
right.
And let me tell you something. This is interesting to bring this question of Jack Ruby's possible survival and taking on another identity to kind of bring it full circle and broaden it for the audience. If you look throughout history, you will find that that's been one of the techniques in the spy world that they will fake someone's death and he will take on a new identity. I'll tell you an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a former defector from Polish intelligence who came to the United States. He'd been a major. His name was Golanewski, and he was a major source of behind the scenes information for the FBI and the CIA about the Soviet intelligence services. And then Golanewski surprised a lot of people by claiming to be the surviving heir to the Tsarist throne. He claimed to be Prince Alexei, and he said that the whole family had actually survived. Well, that's an interesting story in and of itself. There's people on both sides of the issue that feel very strongly about it. I've never been able to come to a firm decision as to what I think about it. But what's interesting is one of the claims that Golanewski made was that, and some people may be familiar with bits and pieces of this, but he claims that that the Duke of Clarence, who was the son of Queen Victoria, was Jack the Ripper. Now, a lot of people have heard that story, but Golanewski takes it a step further. And, I'm laughing, and all I can say is, who knows? But he says that Jack the Ripper, who was the son of Queen Victoria, and that he supposedly died at a young age, that, in fact, he survived and went to Germany and later emerged as Adolf Hitler. Now, that's an interesting story.
Well, I believe that.
What documentation there is for it, I don't know. But, see, the problem is it's coming from a source who had lots of real information that made him perhaps one of the best defectors ever to be utilized by the CIA in the counterintelligence game of the Soviet Union. So, like I say, there's a story that put it in your pipe and smoke it.
I believe Jack the Ripper, similar like Jack Ruby, had a Janus-type dual personality. So even some of Jack Ruby's dancers testified to that.
Interesting.
So the Janus character in the Bible, who was trying to throw a stumbling block before Moses and Aaron, that's in the Bible.
And well, that opens up another subject that, people when they first hear about it, they don't want to believe it, and that's this issue of mind control and the manipulation. And, a lot of people, they hear about it and they think, oh, it's a crazy conspiracy theory, not knowing that this has been a subject that there have been, dozens of serious books written about over the years. You know what I mean? It's like most Americans, when they hear about these things, think of these things. They're told they're crazy conspiracy theories, or they think that it's kind of something coming from Hollywood and that such things can't be. But we know that such things are.
Right. I'll just leave you with the Proverbs 28 verse 12, where it says, "When the wicked rise, a man is hidden." So maybe Jack Ruby is still being kept hid from the public view.
That's, Yeah, he could very well be alive. I don't accept the idea that he's necessarily dead.
Okay,
well,
have a good
thanks a lot, Spencer. Appreciate that call. All right, we got Eric in Texas. Let's grab Eric here while we have a minute or so.
Yeah, just real quick, talking about JFK bottomless pit thing, another opinion going out is that, of course, Daddy Bush was highly involved in the CIA then, and, you know, maybe to cut their teeth or whatever you want to call it, you know, to break their bones to get into the secret society, he had to be involved in that JFK.
You know something, in my book Final Judgment, I have a chapter entitled Where Was George?
Well, what about George Jr. when JFK Jr. died? Where was he?
Well, there's a funny little story circulating out there that
right.
I absolutely don't believe.
You don't believe anything about that?
No. To suggest that George W. Bush and his father met with and this has been reported that George W. Bush and his father met with a Mossad official to plot JFK Jr.'s death.
Okay.
That's crazy.
And that name John Loftus? It's actually John Loftus, L-O-F-T-U-S.
No, actually, I tell you what.
The other guy was talking about the prosecutor for Justice Department.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You're right on target there. Okay, listen, we have to go to...
Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, folks. It's hard to believe another hour has gone by. It does go by fast. It always amazes me. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just before we went to the break there, in fact, we got cut off by the commercial. Our caller was bringing us some interesting information, and that was the fact that the earlier caller apparently had confused John Loftus, L-O-F-T-U-S, with John Lofton. Well, as I said, and as one of our other callers said, John Lofton is a self-described recovering Republican who's now very active on the Internet working with the Constitution Party. And in my estimation, seems like a pretty good guy. John Loftus, however, I know about John Loftus. I don't know him personally, but I've read his stuff. And in short, I'll just tell you that I think he's a pro-Israel propagandist. And I emphasize the word propaganda there. Propaganda actually is a term that means someone who puts out political ideas and so forth and advocates political ideas. It's not necessarily a negative term. However, during World War II, when they were cranking up the war against Hitler using propaganda here in the United States, they constantly talked about the use of propaganda by Hitler. So the term, and Dr. Goebbels, so the term propaganda has taken on a negative connotation. Well, that's the connotation I intended when I talked about John Loftus, because he's written several books of various types to touch on intelligence issues, and he has, let me just tell you this much, he has quite an inventive defense of the Israelis for their attack on the USS Liberty. This guy is a pro-Israel fanatic, and I don't think he's Jewish, but he is very much pro-Israel. He used to be, if I'm not mistaken, an attorney with the Office of Special Investigations, the so-called Nazi hunting unit in the U.S. Justice Department, and in fact, also a Mossad outpost here in official Washington. So Mr. Loftus, as far as I'm concerned, not Lofton, Mr. Loftus, is not a very reliable kind of guy. He has definitely got a very specific agenda, and if you want to use the word propaganda in a negative context, I would say that's what his writing constitutes. Now, speaking of writing and reading, I do again stress the need for you to check out American Free Press. You know, you can call the 800 number during business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time, which that means it goes up to 8 o'clock in California Pacific time. So you call American Free Press and get a sample copy if you haven't seen the paper. The 800 number is 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. And, you know, you can always get on the website at AmericanFreePress.net. You'll find some of my writings up there, writings by other colleagues, including Greg Szymanski, who has a show, daily show, here on this same network earlier in the daytime. Lots of good material up there, that a lot of it generated exclusively from American Free Press in Washington. So I hope you people will check it out. It's interesting information, and you won't get it in many other places. Now, as we're going to wrap up here this evening, I want you people to start thinking about possible guests I can have in the future, and maybe tomorrow night call in and give me a few recommendations. With that note, we will wrap it up, and I'll say good evening and remind you that this is Michael Collins Piper closing out from Washington, D.C. for the evening. See you tomorrow night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. information, make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.